So of the array of teachings that the Buddha offered when he decided that he had something to offer, those practices have generally down through the ages come to be organized into two categories, what are called shamatha practices and vipassana practices. Shamatha is usually translated as tranquility. Tranquil, focused, sustained attention. At a retreat with the English language translator of the Pali Canon, Bhikkhu Bodhi, a few years ago, we asked him, you know, what do you think is the best translation of the word samadhi? Because it's usually rendered as concentration. And he doesn't much care for that translation, even though it's the traditional one, because it connotes kind of density, right, or contraction, or forcing oneself to be in a certain way. And in his view, that really sort of misses the point. So he liked this phrase, tranquil, focused, sustained attention, as the translate. And one aspect of that, tranquility or shamatha. Okay, so this whole family of practices that the Buddha taught, called shamatha practices, are for the purpose of helping the mind become tranquil and still. Okay. Which then, once that has occurred, creates circumstances favorable for fairly deep insights to arise. One of the shamatha practices that the Buddha taught, he embedded it within the greater discourse on the foundations of mindfulness, but he also, later on in the Majjhima Nikaya, taught a much more elaborate version of the same practice, four elements practice. And that's the one that we're going to do this evening. The reason that the Buddha taught the four elements practice arises out of the insights that he attained while he was approaching the state of enlightenment. Okay. One of the things that he noted occurring in his own mind, and certainly in the minds of others with whom he studied and who he observed and whatnot, was this sense of of separation, of being unique, of being different from, differentiated from, not the same as others. Being a soul, separate, unique being. Okay. His great insight was that that's not how things are. That's how the mind sometimes construes things to be. And he came to realize also that the discursive mind's performing of that function not only creates a sense of separateness and of difference, but also of loneliness and of isolation and of being cut off from or not related to all that which is around us. And so he saw a real need to start training the mind to do what is possible, to disaggregate that particular mental function. And so when he was teaching in the Great Discourse the establishing of mindfulness, okay, this first establishing is being mindful of breathing and the body. Okay, mostly taught. He did a separate teaching on the breathing practice in the Anapanasati Sutta. And then he did a separate one, Majjhima Nikaya 118, I think it is, where 140, where he teaches the four elements practice in great detail and actually throws in a couple more. Threw in space and he threw in actually consciousness as an element. In teaching the four elements practice, the Buddha said, let us begin by focusing on the four elements of earth, water, fire and air. Kind of that simple philosophical construct that's actually common to sort of many systems, including earthen traditions, you know, pagan traditions. He did that because these are things that can be felt, that can be experienced. So we know from looking at the chart of the elements that there are about 92 natural elements or so, something along those lines. Not always so easy to get in touch with your inner phosphorus, you know. But just using the senses, it is possible to get in touch with what it feels like to be grounded. What it feels like to have the body in relationship to the earth by means of gravity. So whatever you're sitting on, whether it's a cushion or a chair or a bench or whatever, wherever you feel the touch of your body to that which you're sitting on, okay, it's the earth element. Feeling grounded, right? In the mouth, you can feel the sensation of moisture. Okay. And it feels like, you know, the saliva is there and it's just sort of always there. And in fact, it's not the same saliva moment to moment. If it was, things would get pretty nasty in there. In fact, as you swallow, you know, there is a flow of saliva coming out of the salivary glands through the mouth, and then occasionally you swallow it. So there's this sense of fluidity that happens when you experience the water element, which is the sensation of moisture in the mouth. In experiencing the fire element, okay, there are many ways to do this. One is just the sensation of warmth or coolness on the surface of the skin. Another way the Buddha taught to be in touch with the fire element is your digestion. You know, if it's making noises or creating sensations, you know, it's converting your food into fuel, into fire. For me, in as much as I have this pesky little heart condition called atrial fibrillation, you know, where the heart gets bored doing the two-step and it decides it'd like to try the tango or, you know, the rumba or maybe take a couple seconds off. For me, I've always taken great comfort in taking as the sensation of the fire element, the pulse, because I feel actually a certain amount of gratitude whenever I'm feeling my pulse when the heart's behaving itself. And the way I do that actually is by interlacing my fingers at the first joint, so the sides of my fingers are touching each other. If you do that, you can feel your pulse in your fingers. So it, should you decide to experiment with that, that's one way to experience the fire element. And then, of course, the air element is the breathing. As you feel the sensation of the air moving in and out the nostrils, or perhaps the rising and falling of the abdomen. Okay. And so as we begin our meditation practice tonight, we're taking as our object of meditation each of these four elements. So it's different from insight practice when we're just watching the arising and passing of all phenomena. What we're doing is seeking to maintain our attention on this body, on what it feels like to be a body. As we experience it, as we experience the earth element through touching, as we experience the water element through sensation of moisture in the mouth, as we experience the fire element through digestion or perhaps the pulse, you might be able to feel it in your temples or your throat. And as we experience the air element, okay, through the breathing. So as we begin to do this practice, I'll guide us into it for a while, right? And then I'll leave you to do the practice. And then at some point when we're sitting, I'm going to come back in and suggest a different form of noting of those same four elements as we go in together. Okay, any questions? Very well then, let's take just a moment and settle perhaps a little more deeply into our sitting posture. Noting especially two things. One is that you're allowing the body to come to rest. Finding a posture that is a genuine comfort to the body, that allows you to feel centered and relaxed and at ease. And yet at the same time, we want to stay awake and alert. So check your posture. Make sure you're sitting upright with your head up and your shoulders back. Your arms relaxed at your sides. Your hands resting on your legs or perhaps folded in your lap. And then allowing the eyes to gently close and the attention to come to rest on the breathing. Whether you note it mostly at the nose or perhaps the rising and falling of the abdomen like the surface of the ocean on a calm day. Now take note of the sensation of the body and whatever it's sitting on. Feeling the pressure of the body on your chair or bench or cushion. Feeling your rootedness to the earth. Make the soft mental note, earth. 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 Now allow the attention to come to rest on the sensation of moisture in the mouth. Make the soft mental note, water, water. Now allow the attention to come to rest on the sensation of your pulse, wherever you might feel it in your body, or perhaps the sensations of digestion. Now bring the attention once again to rest on the breathing. Motion of air at the nostrils, the rising and falling. Making the soft mental note, air. now allow the consciousness to roam freely among these four elements. Not calling them forth, but simply seeing whichever happens to be the mind's predominant object of attention. Whether the touch of whatever you're sitting on, sensation of moisture in the mouth, the water element, the pulsating, the fire element, the breathing, the air element. Simply allow whichever of these is the mind's predominant object of attention to become the object of meditation until it's replaced by another. If a thought or emotion arises, simply label it fire. It's nothing more than an expression of energy. I will do the practice using a different form of noting. In noting the earth element, instead of saying to yourself, earth, noting earth, use the soft mental note grounding as you feel your connection to the earth. Using the note grounding. For the sensation of water in the mouth, a moisture, use the soft middle note, flowing, flowing. For the fire element, use the soft middle note, pulsating or vibrating. For the air element, the soft middle note, breathing. So now we meditate on the elements as processes. Grounding, flowing, pulsating, vibrating, breathing. Whichever is most predominant, allow the attention to come to rest on it. Make it the object of meditation until another arises. Grounding, flowing, pulsating, breathing.